Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Joseph Donahue, D-O-N-O-H-U-E. Joseph Donahue was accompanied to the evaluation by his wife named Pat Donahue, who assisted in completing his paperwork. But according to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, Mr. Donahue is a 79-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 8/23/19. But a threshold was broken and he fell to the floor of the booth, injuring both knees, with his left being the worst. Brady did go to an urgent care center the next day. Brady had further evaluation and treatment, including total knee replacement on the left knee on 8/5/20 and on the right knee on 4/5/22. He completed his course of active treatment in October 2022. Paired new paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Donahue alleged he slid and fell on a broken doorway on 8/23/19, injuring his left knee. Good medical records, treatment records show he was seen on 8/24/19 at Atlantic Urgent Care. Period. Although he had fallen onto both knees, his complaint was only of left knee pain, swelling, and an abrasion. But he was given an updated tetanus shot. Period. He was diagnosed with a left knee abrasion, through which cleansing instructions were given. But he also was diagnosed with contusion and left knee pain. Period. He was placed in a knee sleeve and on a cane. Period. He was to use Tylenol for pain. Period. He returned on 8/28/19, reporting he had, quote, great, end quote, improvement. Pretty was ambulating without difficulty and stated, quote, I'm ready to go back to work. Period. End quote. He was authorized to do so. Period. New paragraph. On 10/16/19, he returned to Atlantic Care Urgent Care and told the doctor he had pain over the preceding month or so. Apparently he had his injury, and as he resumed working on the knee, it became more persistently painful. Apparently had finished his seasonal work the previous day on 10/15/19, but he was now in a position where he could get the injury addressed. Apparently he was going to be referred to an orthopedist after the doctor spoke to Dave Perry, P-E-R-R-Y. Period. It was noted that x-rays in August were negative. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Joseph Bernardini beginning 10/25/19. Period. He noted x-rays revealed tricompartmental arthritis, but did not feel there was any evidence of serious ligament injury. Pretty aspirated the knee joint and administered Kenalog. Pretty was advised to begin a three-week course of therapy, after which he would follow up. Pretty did receive physical therapy on the dates described. Paired a series of orthovisc injections were instilled. Period. As of 3/6/20, Dr. Bernardini opined he had exhausted all conservative treatment options and discussed left knee arthroplasty. Period. New paragraph. On 4/13/20, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Cedar, S-I-D-O-R. Period. He opined the petitioner had aggravated pre-existing arthritis due to the injury of 8/23/19. Period. He had severe arthritis, particularly laterally and at the telefemoral joint. Period. The most reliable treatment would be a total knee replacement. Period. They also discussed other treatment options, including arthroscopy, that Dr. Cedar did not believe was going to help him. Period. Dr. Cedar then referred him to Dr. Sapega for left knee arthroscopic debridement. Period. On 5/15/20, Dr. Sapega opined that the lateral release that does the most good, more so than any type of patellofemoral chondroplasty or abrasion arthroplasty. prepared on 8/5/20. Dr. Sapega performed left knee arthroscopy with generalized joint debridement, comma lateral meniscal debridement / meniscectomy, comma multiple compartment synovectomy, comma patellofemoral chondroplasty, comma and electrosurgical lateral retinaculate release. For the postoperative diagnoses were end stage left knee arthropathy, worse in the lateral patellofemoral compartment, comma chronic excessive lateral facet pressure syndrome with tight lateral retinaculum and mild lateral patellar subluxation, period. He followed up postoperatively on 8/14/20, period. A joint aspiration and kenalog injection were repeated. Pretty was referred for another course of physical therapy. Pretty was to remain out of work for a while, period. Dr. Sapega followed his progress over the next few months, period. On 12/4/20, he administered a Zilretta, Z-I-L-R-E-T-T-A, intra-articular joint injection. Pretty followed up on 12/18/20, noted swelling and pain relief, period. On 2/26/21, he underwent a Zilretta intra-articular joint injection. Another such injection was administered on 3/5/21. Period on 4/9/21, Mr. Donahue related relief of his swelling and pain. Compared to where about 5/21/21, he reported the knee began to fill up with fluid once again. Compared the joint was aspirated. Compared to total joint arthroplasty was discussed. And petitioner was agreeable to that procedure. Period. He had cardiology clearance on first surgery on 1/26/22. Period. On 10/26/21, right knee x-ray showed moderate to large suprapatellar joint effusion, comma, chondrocalcinosis of both the right and left knees, comma, no fracture or dislocation, comma, and marked osteoarthritis, lateral tibiofemoral compartment on the left. Period, had a CAT scan of the left knee on 10/28/21. Period. This showed evidence of osteoarthritis of the left knee with a small knee effusion. Period, that is my understanding, on 4/5/22, he submitted to total knee arthroplasty on the right knee. Period. New paragraph, other records pertain to his underlying internal medicine problems separate from the injury in question. Period. It was noted that he suffered from cardiomyopathy. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He was hard of hearing and had a handcrafted wooden cane. But he was slow to rise from a chair. Paired extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed longitudinal scarring anteriorly at the left knee. There was also some scarring about the surgical scarring about the right knee. Period motion of the left knee was from 0 to 130 degrees of flexion without crepitus or tenderness. Period motion of the right knee as well as both hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He was mildly tender to palpation about the left patella, but there was none on the right. Knee maneuvers normal, spine thoracic. Inspection revealed a markedly increased kyphotic curve, but no apparent scars. Lumbosacral, he ambulated with a limp on the left, using a cane in his right hand. Brady was able to stand on his heels and toes with support. Brady changed position slowly and was able to squat to 65 degrees and rise. Impressions. On 8/23/19, Joseph Donahue tripped and fell onto his knees while at work. Brady was seen the next day at urgent care. and diagnosed with contusion of the left knee. Period was initiated on conservative care. Period in short order, his symptoms improved. Period, however, he returned for additional treatment and was referred to Dr. Bernardini for orthopedic consultation. Period, he treated Mr. Donahue conservatively, including therapy. Period. He eventually came under the care of Dr. Cedar and Dr. Sapega for consideration of knee replacement. Period. Instead, he underwent a different type of procedure on 8/5/20. Period. He improved afterwards. Period. He did have Zilretta injections to the left knee, such as on 12/4/20. Period. Medical attention was also paid to his right knee. Period. On 10/26/21, x-rays showed significant arthritis. Period. They discussed arthroplasty on the right, which eventually was performed. Period. I'm not in receipt of the operative report from that surgery of 4/5/22. Period. In paragraph of the current examination, Mr. Donahue found that he ambulated with a handcrafted wooden cane in his right hand, but had a limp on the left. Period. He had mildly decreased range of motion about the left knee, but not the right. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the knees were negative for instability or internal derangement. Period. He changed position slowly and was able to squat to 65 degrees and rise. Period. The comparative circumferences about the knees and quadriceps were fairly close. Period. The paragraph with respect to the left knee, there is 12.5% permanent partial disability, regardless of cause. Period. Approximately 7.5% of this assessment is due to pre-existing advanced arthritis. Period. The balance is attributable to the subject event, culminating in the aforementioned surgery. Period. I did not specifically see a surgical scar about the right knee, but I did on the left. Period. This does not correlate with the documentation of right total knee arthroplasty. Period. That will be the end.